This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Welcome to the discussion. Today, we're diving into the world of biofeedback, a field brimming with potential, but also presenting some unique challenges for those looking to enter it. Our guest is an expert in the field and will help us navigate the complexities. What are the biggest hurdles new practitioners face?
The initial investment is a significant barrier. The cost of equipment and training can be daunting, especially for those just starting out. Many potential practitioners are overwhelmed by the sheer number of modalities available.
Exactly. It's not just the financial aspect, but also the sheer breadth of knowledge required. How can someone approach this field strategically to minimize risk and maximize their chances of success?
A phased approach is key. Don't try to learn everything at once. Focus on one or two modalities initially.
So what's a good starting point for someone interested in biofeedback?
Heart rate variability, HRV biofeedback, is an excellent entry point. The equipment is relatively inexpensive compared to other modalities, like neurofeedback, and the training is less expensive.
That makes sense. It's a less complex system to master initially. What are the advantages of starting with HRV?
It's versatile. You can treat a range of conditions, from anxiety to hypertension, and it's also useful for performance enhancement. Plus, the BCIA offers certifications specifically for HRV biofeedback.
The BCIA certifications are important, aren't they? They provide a level of credibility and standardization.
Absolutely. BCIA accreditation is crucial for building trust with clients and demonstrating your competence. A BCIA-accredited didactic course is essential before investing in equipment.
And what about the type of training, in-person versus online?
Ideally, a combination of both is best. In-person workshops offer hands-on experience and networking opportunities, while online courses provide flexibility and access to a wider range of instructors.
So it's about finding the right balance. What about the equipment itself? Should someone invest in a top-of-the-line system right away?
Definitely not. Start with a scalable system that you can expand as your practice grows. Don't feel pressured to buy everything at once.
That's practical advice. Are there any other resources new practitioners should consider?
Networking is vital. Attend conferences, join professional organizations like the APB and ISNR, and connect with experienced practitioners. They can offer invaluable guidance and support.
And what about the financial aspect? How can someone manage the costs effectively?
Consider starting with used equipment from reputable vendors. Many professionals sell their used equipment, often with warranties. This can significantly reduce the initial investment.
That's a smart way to save money without compromising quality. What about the different biofeedback modalities? Can you briefly explain some of the key ones?
Certainly. We have electromyography, EMG, used for muscle tension, electrocardiography, ECG, for heart rate variability, electrodermography, EDG, for skin conductance, electroencephalography, EEG, for brainwave activity, photoplethysmography, PPG, for blood flow, and respirometry for respiration. Each modality has its specific applications and requires specialized training.
That's a comprehensive overview. It highlights the diversity within the field. What about the legal aspects? Are there any licensing requirements?
Licensing requirements vary by state and depend on the type of clients you're working with. Licensed healthcare professionals can treat diagnosed disorders, while optimal performance coaching may not require a healthcare license, but it's crucial to check your state's regulations.
So it's essential to understand the legal framework before starting a practice. What are some common mistakes new practitioners make?
One common mistake is trying to do too much too soon. Focus on mastering one or two modalities before expanding. Another is underestimating the importance of continuing education. The field is constantly evolving, so staying updated is crucial.
Excellent points. What advice would you give to someone who's feeling overwhelmed by the prospect of entering this field?
Break it down into smaller, manageable steps. Start with a clear goal, find a mentor or experienced practitioner for guidance, and don't be afraid to ask for help. The biofeedback community is generally very supportive.
That's reassuring. What about the long-term prospects of a biofeedback practice?
The demand for biofeedback services is growing, particularly in areas like stress management, performance enhancement, and the treatment of various health conditions. With proper training, certification, and a strategic approach, a biofeedback practice can be both rewarding and financially viable.
That's encouraging. What are some resources you'd recommend for someone interested in learning more?
The AAPB's Primer of Biofeedback is an excellent starting point. It provides a comprehensive overview of the field. Also, explore the BCIA website for information on certifications and accredited courses. And of course, attending conferences and networking with other professionals is invaluable.
Those are all excellent resources. What about the ethical considerations?
Maintaining ethical standards is paramount. Always prioritize client well-being, obtain informed consent, and maintain appropriate professional boundaries. Adhering to the BCIA's code of ethics is essential.
Absolutely. Ethical practice is the cornerstone of any successful and sustainable career. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Entering the field of biofeedback requires careful planning, dedication, and a commitment to continuous learning. But with the right approach, it can be a highly rewarding and fulfilling career path.
Thank you for sharing your expertise and providing such valuable insights. This discussion has been incredibly helpful for anyone considering a career in biofeedback. That was a great discussion.
Mm.